Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel is your go-to spot for all things tractor and heavy equipment. From sales to service and even locating that hard-to-find part, we can handle it all. We even have rentals. For all your tractor and heavy equipment needs, visit Southern Equipment in Laurel or call 601-651-4555.
Free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Bob, Dima, Kelly, we're all in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg, opening segment of our program. As it is every day, is sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Great place to take your family and great place to enjoy a good meal anytime you like. Next, great place to cater your next big event. All right, October 21st, 2024, the Will Hall era ends at Southern Miss. Will Hall released as the head coach of the Golden Eagles after posting a 14-30 record in 3.5-plus years as the head coach, 1-6 this season. We've got lots of sound from today's press conference that occurred on campus. We'll get to that in a minute, but first I want to go around the horn here. I'll start with you, Kelly. Your thoughts about the press conference and the developments of the weekend.
Nothing really surprising that Athletic Director Jeremy McClain said, and we'll break this down and unpack it as the hour goes on. Almost this entire hour is going to be devoted to the developments this weekend. Clearly something, you know, had to be done one way or the other. The timing of it, you know, he addresses. And one of the things that came out in the press conference is, you know, there's been this discussion among fan bases of different ages is, do you want a guy, the next person, do you want them to have Mississippi ties, Southern Miss ties? And a lot of people are very much against that. Look, if they're from Mars, if they can come in here and get the football program turned around, get it done. But he said that will be on his list. Jeremy thinks that's important, you know, recruiting the culture and the climate of Southern Miss. It's not top priority.
Right, he did say that, yeah. Not top priority.
Right, so I want to be clear on that. It is not the top priority, but it will be on his list. That's something that stood out to me today.
Dima, you've covered the team closer than us. I mean, you've been practically at every practice. Your thoughts about today, and I know it's early, but can you put a finger on why it didn't work?
Well, I mean, it's so hard to tell. I mean, it's so hard to, because I mean, and Kelly asked it in the press conference, that it just seemed all right. Like it seemed like, you know, he checked so many boxes that when they hired him, you know, that first season didn't go as planned, but that was so many off the field issues that you couldn't really blame Hall for that. And then that second season, they get to that bowl game, even despite all the injuries they had at quarterback, all the injuries they had here. And then the third year and then the fourth year just shockingly took a turn for the worst. And I don't know. I mean, I mean, he tried. I mean, you can't tell him he didn't pour his heart and soul into this program. He did try. I mean, when he realized something wasn't working, he gave it up. When he realized he should have stopped play calling, he gave it to another coach. When he realized his coordinators weren't good enough, he fired them and he brought in new coordinators. He tried. Maybe he just wasn't cut out for the head coaching job. I don't know.
I do think one other thing that will be on the epitaph is that the inability, for whatever reason, to settle on a quarterback.
Yeah.
In the 4 years he's been here, I don't know how many quarterbacks the Eagles have been through, but, and again, we've talked about this ad nauseum. If you don't have that go-to guy, you know, as your quarterback, it just, you're really climbing uphill very steeply.
Well, there's been speculation going on, obviously, for weeks. We asked Jeremy McClain today about the speculation that he would wait until the end of the season, and here's what he said.
Jeremy, there was speculation that you would allow the coach to finish the season. What was it about this weekend that made you pull the trigger?
Well, I would say that was speculation. That's what it was. I never said that. You know, my focus has always been on the young men in the locker room, what's best for them. And so up until this point, I thought what was best for them was Will Hall. And I think that was 100% accurate. They love him. They've played hard for him. There's never been an issue there. We just got to the point in the season where it was time to do something different. And so that's really what all it boiled down to.
I heard someone say this weekend that off field the program is in good shape. It was on the field that there was a problem.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I think here's what I would say. I'll go back to what I said a few minutes ago. Will has done a lot of really good things for this program. He's put us in a great position culture-wise. He's recruited well. Academics are, you know, we cleaned some things up. We needed to clean up there. The next football coach will benefit from the work that's been done over the last 4 years. And, you know, the way this works is, you know, this staff that's here now has been here. They don't necessarily get to benefit, but someone in the near future is going to benefit from all the work that's been done.
Those are the very things that Will has said to us repeatedly on Mondays, is how well they've recruited, how good the culture is. I don't think there's any argument with that. And for those guys that are, and I've seen a lot of it, questioning Jeremy McClain. What a terrible decision. He needs to go too. Let me point this out. Will Hall was 25-11 as the head coach at West Alabama, won two Gulf South Conference championships, went to West Georgia where he was 31-9. He was 56-20 as a Division II head coach, offensive coordinator at Louisiana and Tulane. So on paper and everything that you would have looked at, Kelly Sander, you would have thought it was a good hire.
And he checked all the boxes, and I admit that, you know, that I even said when he was hired that it was a great hire. Everything was in the right place. Not only the quarterback situation, but the inability for any consistency on offensive or defensive lines to perform. I think if, you know, without saying any specific names, because I don't know, I think if Will does a mental checklist, he'll probably admit that there were some hires that he made that he probably shouldn't have, you know. But again, retrospect is always 20/20. The quarterback situation, you know, as we talked about. But those are a couple of things that, you know, looking back on it. And now Reed Stringer steps into the responsibility of being the interim head coach, and he's was like the assistant head coach in charge of recruiting,
sure,
and so on.
Yeah, I had two things here that I was just going to comment on. First, I do think some of the blame is on this administration and McClain for the way it's gotten to at this point, and that's just my opinion. Something that Jeremy McClain said that was very interesting to me in the press conference, I don't think we have the clip, but he said that 4 weeks ago, if I would have thought this was the right move, I would have done it. And I'm sitting here thinking, at least in my head, and I think all three of us would agree on this, 4 weeks ago, they just took a drubbing to Jacksonville State. And that, to me, was the moment that I knew that this was going downhill. And I think that every single person on every fan could not justify keeping the way they're going right now after that loss. That was a tremendously bad loss. And so what they did was extended it a couple week, another week, another week, another week. And now you have the fans absolutely doing, in my opinion, wrong things, disgusting things towards that family and towards him as a person. He's still a person, right? He's a great guy, as we've all said. And after what happened on Saturday night with some of what the fans were doing, whether or not it was the paper bags or the chanting Fire Will Hall in the first quarter or whatever, that is a sense to me of out of control.
But ridiculous as this might seem, until Saturday, and I know you're all going to scream, throw the radios or spit at the radio, they were still bowl eligible. They could have become bowl eligible.
Well, they're still continue to be potentially bowl eligible. They're 1-6. If they went out, they would
be 6-6.
6-6.
Oh, okay. Got you. But until that point, you know, you could always say, well, you know, didn't get the chance to do that. But
just a minute or so left in this segment. But Dima, what was different this Saturday than the previous Saturday? Or the Saturday before that?
Well, that's my argument. That's why I was just kind of disagreeing a little bit of what you were saying about McClain. Not necessarily that his hire was wrong, but I think the way they handled this season, they're going to look back on it and kind of regret it, because after week one, we all were like, okay, I don't know. Week two, when they played that Southeastern Louisiana game, we were like, oh boy. And then week three, we were like, oh boy. And then week four, we were like, okay, it's over. And then they decided to bring him back, keep doing this and not saying anything, which I understand the releasing statements and stuff. They were quiet until after another week where everybody expected them to lose, another week where, you know, they lose a game they were somewhat competitive in, you know, oh, we're going to fire them now. That just doesn't make a lot of sense.
They were relatively competitive Saturday night.
They were. And so if you're not going to fire him, what I'm saying is, what if you're not going to fire him after absolutely an embarrassing, despicable loss to Jacksonville State, you know, why just right now after Arkansas State? Like, that's what I wanted to ask Jeremy. I didn't have a chance to. Like, what point in your mind were you like, this is the right decision? Was it losing to Arkansas State? Because I just can't believe that. You know, everybody saw the writing on the wall that it was eventually going to happen, because what he said was, if it was inevitable, we might as well do it now. He said that. And so why wasn't it inevitable 4 weeks ago?
Interestingly, former Southern Miss athletic director John Gilbert, who is now calling the shots at East Carolina, they fired their coach yesterday.
Yeah.
So tomorrow might have been the beginning of a lot of dominoes starting to fall in the college football coaching ranks.
More from this morning's press conference when we come back. Heath Hinton will join us a little later in the show. The former ticket manager at Southern Miss is going to be on the show. He's got an interesting message to conclude this program to Southern Miss fans. Looking forward to that. Stay with us. Lots more to come on the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, more on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Big news today, of course, and that was the dismissal of head football coach Will Hall, who I was thinking this morning, guys, has made, like, I don't know, what, 2.5 years of appearances on this show every Monday. Win, lose, or draw, we would hear from him 10 o'clock in the morning reminding us about the interview. I do have a lot of respect for that.
I do too. And he, I texted him last night, which I don't text very often, but I wanted to give some privacy. And I just said, hey, man, I'm sorry it didn't work out. You know, praying for you and the family, you know, going forward. And his response to me was, you know, thanks for everything from you guys. I just didn't get it done, and I'm sorry I didn't get it done. Mm-hmm. And it's, to me, when you're in a high-profile position like that, and look, we've been around, you know, some football coaches in our days who have been pretty full of themselves, right? It's easy to get that way when you're a high-profile person like that. But he's always been very humble, and for him to say something like that, to me, speaks a lot about his character.
Here's some more from this morning's press conference.
All right. First of all, I appreciate everyone making the effort to be here today. As you know, we decided yesterday to make a change in leadership of our football program. And, you know, first I want to say, before we kind of move on to what's next for us and the future of the program, how much I appreciate Will. He has poured himself into this program for the last 4 years every day. And he's been great for the young men in that locker room, and everyone in this building has benefited from him being here. Unfortunately, we just couldn't get it turned on the field and couldn't get over the hump, and that's why we're sitting here today, and that's kind of the way this works. And so, but I do appreciate his work, thankful for everything he's given to this program, and we certainly want nothing but, you know, the best for him moving forward. As you guys read in our release, we have moved Reed Stringer into the interim role. Reed is someone who is well respected throughout this building. He has a ton of experience, multiple institutions in multiple roles. He is someone that we feel very confident in that can lead us, you know, through the rest of this season. He's someone who really has a relationship with all the players on this roster, for, you know, just because of his role as a GM and assistant head coach. And so we felt really good about that. It also allows us to let our position coaches continue to do their jobs. And we've got some things we got to continue to improve on. And as I told the team last night, I mean, this is a change, but this doesn't mean the season is over. And so we're going to focus on getting better every week and try to win as many games as we can down the stretch and represent the university the right way. And again, we think Reed gives us the best opportunity to do that.
Okay, so there's your interim head coach. Thoughts, Dima?
Yeah, I mean, he's been with Will Hall the whole time that Will Hall's been here. So, I mean, it was very obvious to me that they weren't entertaining the idea that he would be potentially the next head coach.
Correct.
And so this very much, I mean, I know he said that this isn't the end of the season of the players, but I mean, like I was saying on the last segment, when you do it this late, you're kind of surrendering whatever happens for the rest of the season. And we now know that the transfer portal opens up for the next 30 days for these players to make some decisions, and those are decisions that we could see. And that's why I think it's interesting that practice is open this week to see. It will be interesting to see if any of the team isn't there, you know. And I know that it's hard to say that, but it's just the truth. And but yeah, Reed Stringer's been with Will Hall for the whole time. He's been the assistant and general manager, and it's his seventh year with the Golden Eagle football program. We'll see what happens as far as him over the.
Two things that I got
two people pointing at me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got two things to add. One, by Reed Stringer being placed in the interim, Reed has never wanted to be a head coach. Yeah. So I think that was the right move, because had you elevated any of the assistants, there would have been a glimmer of hope that that assistant might be considered as the next head coach, and therefore the other assistants might have delayed their job search from beginning. I think. And this is just my speculation, that by putting Reed Stringer in there, Reed would probably not be a candidate for the next head coach position, and it allows the assistant coaches now for that to sink in that they are going to have to find other work next year.
Yeah. Do you have the soundbite handy where Kelly asked Jeremy about the criteria for hiring a new coach?
Yeah, and Kelly, you can set up that question while I get it up.
Well, one of the things is, and we mentioned it briefly at the top of the show, that there's you know, bones of contentions within the fan base. It's always in the past been, we want a Southern Miss guy. We have somebody that knows the Nasty Bunch and the Glory Days. And then there, a lot of the younger fans are going, look, I don't care if they're from Mars. We want somebody in here that can win, and if they leave in 2 or 3 years, fine.
List, Jeremy, of new coaches, where does ties to Southern Miss and or the state of Mississippi, where does that rank on your priority list?
It's on the list, but it's not at the top, Kelly. That's the way I'll frame that. I mean, it's certainly, I think it adds to that if a candidate has connections, because I think recruiting is always relationship-based. But it doesn't mean that someone from outside the area can't come in and create those relationships. And so it will be on my list as something to consider, but it will not be at the top of the list.
I think what's interesting about this, and this is just, I wanted to comment on this. I think, and y'all may disagree with me on this, and that's fine. I think the next head coach, whoever is in that interview room with Jeremy McClain over the next month, when he asks him, you know, and who... where do you see yourself in 4 years? I think if any of them say, I see myself winning championships here at Southern Miss, maybe they should move on from them. Because I think the next head coach at Southern Mississippi should be saying, I see myself being the next head coach at Michigan. I see myself being the next head coach at Alabama or LSU or whatever it is, because this is a stepping stone program, as much as we don't want to admit it, but it is a stepping stone program, and you want a coach who will see himself succeeding at the greatest heights here over 2 or 3 years to get to the next level, and then they just keep doing that. Because I don't know if you're ever going to find a coach who's going to be here for the next 20 years and just succeeds this program for the next 20 years.
I think you're accurate about that. I'm going to make this comment, too. And you referenced the younger fans, and we kind of had this discussion in my office. For the younger fans to say, under no circumstance can they have a tie to Southern Miss, is as silly as saying the only person we should hire does have ties to Southern Miss. I don't care if they have ties to Southern Miss if they can win. I don't care if they have ties to Ole Miss if they can win. But to just blanketly say, oh, it can't be anybody with Southern Miss tie is a ridiculous thing.
Well, they wouldn't be saying that if that first season he goes 11-1.
Correct.
You know, then they'd be like, oh.
So, exactly. But, it was right. The greatest thing to do.
Exactly.
But to Dima's point about it being a stepping stone, since the Jeff Bauer era, speaking about a guy who would have been here and had done quite well now in retrospect, how did that work out, right, for the program? But nonetheless, the two most successful coaches, you know, since the Bauer era were Munkin and Fedora and Hobson. But primarily.
Yes, Munkin and Fedora.
Munkin and Fedora, and of course they both left.
After their good year.
Yeah, after 3 years here.
Right. But that being said, people still talk very highly of those two
right,
coaches.
Correct.
So what's wrong
exactly.
with being here 3 years and moving on?
Well, I'm glad y'all agree with me because I don't know if y'all would or not. But
And I'll go back to Jay Hobson since his name came up. Let's remember Jay Hobson resigned.
Right.
And let's remember that Jay Hobson had just terrific family problems.
Right.
He lost his in-laws in a car accident. He lost his father. The man that he wanted to hire as the offensive coordinator, whether you like him or not, that decision was taken out of his hands. I always heard after he had tentatively offered the man the job, and Jay Hobson left. And when you look back now at Jay Hobson's tenure here, bowl games?
Every season.
Seven win seasons? Was Jay Hobson really that bad? I don't know. I think not.
Yeah. Well, and can I just comment really quickly? And something about that is a lot of people want to talk about, and I said this on the show, a lot of people want to talk about the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s where Southern Miss was beating Alabama and stuff, and they said that was so long ago. And I always say Southern Miss winning in football was not that long ago. In the years of 2015, 16, 17, and 18, I mean, that was the years where I was in high school. I was going to every single Southern Miss football game, and we really believed that Southern Miss had a chance to win the West Division every single year and the Conference USA.
Right.
You were playing Louisiana Tech for conference championships. You know, you had Nick Mullins, you had Jack Abraham, you had all these players who were good. You Tim Jones. I mean, just thinking of Alanzé Staggers, all of these players. It has not been that long ago. Like, I think Southern Miss fans would fall on their knees for a 7-5 season.
I think Jack Abraham actually still has some eligibility.
He probably does. I think he's playing tomorrow night, actually.
Yeah. Anybody might be interested in rejuvenating his career, Jack Abraham.
But yeah. Southern Miss, five head coaches since the 2011 season.
Is that right? I guess
five
I haven't
coaches.
Thought of that, but that's right. Isn't it? Five
in
head
13
coaches
years, five coaches.
Since Jeff Bauer left. Who was here, 16 years?
Well, and we said the worst thing that could happen for Jeremy McClain as an athletic director was for this team to go 6-6 or 5-7.
Still on the table, but they don't have that coach.
No, but the decision was really made for Jeremy. It was an easy decision, unfortunately.
We'll be back.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour. That second segment is sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, where you'll find all your Christmas shopping for Southern Miss Golden Eagles on your list. This segment sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. I want to thank Slade and all the guys right there in the shadow of the rock for all they do for the program and, of course, the athletic department. And, you know, on a gloomy Monday, it's always a happy occasion to recognize and welcome a new member to the Eagle Hour family. Mississippi-owned and operated Enda Bay Spring Water Company. We welcome them to the Eagle Hour. Premium water with unmatched purity, nothing stripped, nothing added, freshness you can taste, hydration you can feel. Our bottles won't collapse, but your thirst will. I didn't write this. Hattiesburg area, available at the corner markets. and certain Walmarts. Give them a try. You deserve Inda Bay. Remember, not all water is created equal. You deserve Inda Bay water, and we welcome Inda Bay water to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. I'm thirsty. Somebody got to put my drink. Made me a little thirsty doing all that.
That was an incredible ad.
Before we get to Heath Hinton,
Did you learn anything there, Demon?
I hope Kelly did.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no. You saw the reception this morning when he went. Did you notice how cold the room turned? It was like a chill. It was like a ghost came in.
It was
room.
Funny. We were all sitting at the conference table, and he was sitting in the back.
He's the only one who would sit with the other media.
No, it's always where they tell me to sit. You know, everybody else sit up here. You sit in the back. First lines out for the game this weekend, the Eagles against James Madison. Would you like to take?
James damn Madison.
I would say, can I guess?
Yeah, sure.
24.
What do you think, Bob?
14.
Oh, 24 and a half, Mr. Mixon.
That's close. Wow,
24 and a half. The Eagles are favored. No.
All right. Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation, joins us. Heath, with the news breaking this morning. What are people saying right now in Big Gold Nation about the dismissal of Coach Holt?
Well, first thing they're saying is they know that Kelly and them would all lose in a beignet eating contest to myself because you would never stand a chance. And I feel disrespected. I haven't been bought up in it. So do people on Big Gold Nation. So I just want to throw that out.
Well, maybe you can get the winner, Heath.
I'm just kidding, guys. They're just kind of – it's at a point now where it was expected and time to move on. And they're interested to know who the next head coach is going to be. I think people have differing opinions. Should it be somebody with Southern Miss ties? Should it not be somebody with Southern Miss ties? That's up to Jeremy. But I think one thing, sure, they want a new face. I don't think they want a retread. I just don't think they want a former assistant coach coming in.
One of the things, Heath, that he talked about in the press conference this morning was the timeline that they'll be on, December 1st. And you guys correct me, Dima and Bob, you were both there. I think that's not what Jeremy's kind of said, that they hope to have somebody because of early signing dates and things like that. They want to have somebody.
You got the portal.
Yeah,
the portal
opens the 8th.
The 8th. The portal. So you want somebody in a couple of weeks before that. So I figure that they'll have somebody in by the next last game of the season. Jeremy did that with when they bought Will in. And you bring somebody in that can go ahead and see what type of team he has, and see where he wants to make decisions, who needs to get in the portal, what he needs to get out of the portal, recruiting-wise. So you'll have somebody kind of come in and hit the ground running.
Yeah, because more than likely are going to have a substantial amount of players hit the portal.
You would think so. Well, you know, honestly, a lot of this Southern Miss team is graduates.
Yeah, we talked about that last night. Yeah.
You look at that starting defense, I mean, half of them are graduates. So it's going to be interesting to see how many hit the portal. Southern Miss has a really good NIL situation. I don't know if a lot of them are going to hit the portal if they're going to get any better. I think some will, and I think some will, it's just like with everything. Some will say, if you want to play somewhere, you probably better hit the portal because you're not going to play here with the new staff coming in and with what they want to do. And that's part of it. You want to get paid to play. You're going to get treated like a professional. That's just part of it now.
But are we going to see, a significant roster turnover? You mentioned the defense, I mentioned that last night on my Twitter space, but like a ULM with 84 new players.
I don't think you're going to see 74, 84 new players, but I wouldn't be surprised to see 40, 45.
Yeah. So that's still a substantial number, though.
Yeah, but it's far away from the whole team. I think you'll see a half team turnover.
The other thing,
and go from there.
The other thing that complicates this is, and Jeremy mentioned this in the press conference this morning, is a lot of potential candidates are still working right now. Right, you're in the middle of the college football season, so some guys that they might want to talk to, they might not be able to get to talk to until you get Thanksgiving or beyond. And a research firm has been enlisted here to help. And I asked Jeremy about really what those research firms do, because you hear about that in coaching searches all the time. We've enlisted the help of such and such research firm. And Jeremy McLean outlined today that those research firms really help primarily in the last couple of weeks vetting candidates, doing extensive background work on coaches' histories and things like that. They're not going to tell Jeremy who to hire or anything like that, of course, but they are there to assist with any of the logistical work that needs to be done leading up to, you know, a hire. But the fact that some of those guys that might want and be eligible for this job are still working complicates things. One of the other things, Heath, that stuck out to me this morning was, and one of the reporters used the verbiage, Jeremy, you're going to pitch this job to potential candidates. And he was very quick to say, we're not going to have to pitch this job. This is a desirable job. He said, now, maybe when Will Hall first got here, we were at the lower end of paying assistant coaches. We're now in the upper third. The NIL situation has improved. And the thing you do need to – there are a lot of things that have improved in the Will Hall era, but the biggest one didn't.
That's just wins and losses on the field. You're
right.
Correct. A lot of things did improve. Yeah, APR improved. And after this semester, you know, they'll be in good shape after that because you got to stay above I think it's like a 4.9 or 9.4, and they're 9.4, and you want to stay above a 9.3 is what it is. So that makes a big difference, too, and they'll be out of that. Look, a lot of things Will Hall did right. He did, but he didn't win on the field. And for whatever reason it was, it didn't work out on the field. I have my own opinions on that, but it didn't work out on the field. And that's what matters. That is what matters. So, look, whoever comes in is going to come into a good situation.
Yeah, that's the point.
You're going to come into a Sun Belt program that's top quarter in NIL. You're going to come in where coaching pays top quarter. You're going to come into a situation where things are in place to win. You're just going to have to hit the portal, bring some extra guys in, and develop players. The next coach is going to have to be somebody that can develop players. I think that's where maybe it's been lacking a little bit, is in player development.
And that's the point that I was trying to make, and that Jeremy was trying to make, is that whoever the next coach is, because of some of the things that have happened on the field, that makes it more desirable,
right,
is that things are in place.
Let me go ahead now and break this news to the guys on Eagle Post, okay? Larry Fedora is not coming back. He's told us personally he has no interest in coaching, and Todd Monken is not going to give up the OC job in Baltimore to come back. So that's disappointing. However, on a positive note, $1 million a year will attract a lot of candidates to Kelly Sander.
Yeah, it will. And because of the things that we just talked about, the recruiting classes, independent people have said, you know, a couple of good recruiting classes. And, you know, maybe a little more work in the weight room, some things like that. And look, if folks, here's the bottom line. If it can be done at Louisiana Monroe.
It can be done anywhere.
Thank you. Exactly right.
All right.
I think they've showed there at Louisiana Monroe it can be done.
Right.
And I think that's a blueprint you can look at.
So sum it up. Are people on your chat boards happy, disappointed, worried? What would you describe it?
I think personally they like Will personally. I think they really did. I thought he's a good person. But football is about wins and losses, and they were ready for a change. 2 seasons of starting out 1-6 after going to a bowl just won't get it done.
Right.
And
no, that's the
bottom promise better teams, when you promise you've got the best squad, and you promise to people that, you know, you're going to win, those promises fall on deaf ears, and they're ready to move on. And they're ready to move on. They're ready to see a new coach, and they're ready for somebody to come in, take this thing and really run with it, because you get the right coach in here, and winning's not going to take 2 or 3 years. Winning can happen next year if you get the right coach.
All right. Thanks, Heath. Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation, everybody, and I appreciate his input. Real quickly, want to thank Genesis of Hattiesburg for their sponsorship of our program. Their sedans and SUVs are absolutely fine, as is their new showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And Mobay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street, where you get a great dessert. You can wash it down with a Enda Bay Springs water, Dima. And so when you have the beignet eating contest, I'm going to be sure to bring some Enda Bay spring water for you to wash all that down.
Well, when is this happening?
I'm going to work on it this week.
We keep pitching it, but it's not happening. It feels like Kelly's backing out.
He doesn't need to pitch it.
And let's see if Kelly backs out at the last minute.
I don't think I'm winning.
It wouldn't be the first time. We'll be back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Sports writer Andrew Abbedy will be joining the Eagle Hour tomorrow. We'll further break down all the news of the day and start to look forward a little bit, I guess, to what might be next. This segment of the show is sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street. Great place to go do some Christmas shopping in the pro shop. As for Luke Reynolds, I'm sure they have all kinds of gift cards and stuff for training and batting cage use and all that sort of stuff. A lot of great Christmas ideas at DBAT on Hardy Street. We really appreciate their support of our program. Also want to remind you about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear it on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or everyone but Kelly can ask Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
And based on the information today, Bob, I'll bet today is going to be one of the most downloaded shows probably ever.
I noticed you the other day, we have a Siri right here in the studio, and When you started talking to Siri, the machine turned itself off. Was that come as a surprise to you?
Well, it said something to me before it turned itself off, but it's not to be repeated.
It had something to do with blank, and then you.
Yes.
I just caught the corner of it.
Exactly.
It sounded like it started with an F. I don't know.
It wouldn't be the first one.
I don't know what it
that,
was.
You know.
Yeah, you know, like Fun Day U or something. I'm not really sure.
That's crazy.
Our next guest is the. I'm gonna have to. Let
I was gonna
you
say if
go.
You guys aren't gonna introduce,
I'm gonna have to let you go. That's just all there is.
If you're not gonna introduce Ben Windpigler, then I'll have to do it.
Ben Windpigler is the former senior account executive for Ticket Supply. Man, that sounds. How did I ever get him to come to work here? Senior account executive for ticket sales.
In Latin, that's glorified gopher.
Actually, he does Lee Applewhite's lawns on the weekends. You're still obligated to that. How long does that contract last, Ben?
Well, from what I understand, Bob and me and Lee worked out, it's a lifetime servitude to Lee Applewhite.
Sounds just like Lee. Now, let me guess, he's sitting on the front porch drinking iced tea and eating Little Debbie cakes watching you cut the grass, right?
Oh, yeah, and his sunglasses with his little fancy hat on. He just sits there with his feet propped up, I mean.
He's trying to hire my former guy, Ernesto.
No, he's illegal. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
This is a family show, Bob.
Yeah, this is going sideways pretty fast.
You wish you had Ernesto's health care plan.
I know. Yes, I do. And his hotel room.
Yeah. But we didn't come. We didn't bring Ben out here to talk about that.
We didn't do this. Ben wanted us to, but we reluctantly agreed. All right, Ben, you were the senior account executive for ticket sales. Say that again, Kelly. Senior account executive for ticket sales.
Ooh.
When Ben Whitpickler was. And I thought you and I were talking, he's now our sales manager and doing a fabulous job.
And this was the ticket manager at Southern Miss.
Yes, at Southern Miss. And now we have him, and we're glad to have him. You had such a great message you wanted to deliver to the Southern Miss fan base, and I told you I was going to give you this platform to do it. So, Ben Windpigler, fire away.
Well, I appreciate it, Bob. Look, you know, I worked there for a while, even before I started working there full-time. Both my parents went there, so my heart is in Southern Miss. You know, it's there. That's why it was so easy for me to work there at Southern Miss and everything. But, look, I just wanted to kind of deliver a message to everybody listening. I know we've got a lot of people listen who are just as diehard as I am and who really do care about the program. And look, in my time there, I had so many people that I enjoyed working with. But here's the thing. You know, we love our Southern Miss Golden Eagles. Sometimes we love them, I don't know, I'll be careful on how I phrase this. To an extent, we love them too hard sometimes. And sometimes when you love things too hard, you think you're doing things the right way when really you're not. So I say all that to say is right now, in this tough time in our university, now is the time you show up. Now is the time you buy your tickets. Now is the time you come to the games. Now is the time you donate to the Eagle Club. You give to the collective. You show up. Because right now, I just looked, pulled up the roster just before we started. About there are 10 seniors on this team who are never going to play at Southern Miss again. They have poured their heart and soul into Southern Miss, whether it be the last year, the last 2 years, the last 4 or 5 years. They are there. They have played despite the circumstances of the coach. So now is the time when we as Southern Miss fans really need to come together. Look, you can think what you want about Will Hall, about the way it was done. You can't say that the man did not care. Nobody can say that. Nobody can throw that out there. It was just, for whatever reason, did not work out. But he did recruit some very good kids and some very good players. So my whole point and my message to our Southern Miss fan base right now is, hey, look, things have happened. Now is the time to put our money where our mouth is. Now is the time to buy your tickets. Now is the time to donate to Eagle Club. Get to the collective, because these seniors and these kids that are on this team, they deserve it. If you look up in the stands and you see 5,000 people in a 36,000-seat stadium, it's going to be hard to get hyped up for that. So now is when you come in and you show them that we still care.
All right, Ben. Good stuff, man. We appreciate it. Ben Windpigler, everybody. All right, as we close, Dima, you're the guy that's been at practice all year long. I'd just like to get your final thoughts as we wrap up the show.
Yeah, I mean, I said this exact thing yesterday. I said I knew it was going to happen, but now that it's happened, it's still shocking. And we'll see where they go from here. And I still stand on the hill that it's stunning that this season has turned into the way it has. And I thought that from the beginning of the year that they had a chance to be really good. I thought that maybe they weren't as good as people thought they were. And now we see where they are. Tomorrow and Wednesday at practice will be really telling on where the mental state of this team is.
All right, real quickly before we run out of time, on behalf of everybody associated with this show, I want to thank Coach Hall for all his accessibility and his friendship and all he's done to contribute to our program. We wish him nothing but the best. All right, Andrew Abbott on the show tomorrow. We'll be back at 1. Hope you'll join us. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.